Dalet Marchesh and Toshim Peyeh, Rav Yossi Chazan Shlit.
Good morning. This week's Parsha, we live with Yankel Avinu, who's Mamed, who gets married this week, has 11 of Yudeshis Viko. And therefore, it all starts when he has, he goes to the Makom HaMikdash, he has a Cholam with the Sulam. It says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Sulam b'milui, Samach Lamed Mem, is Gimachia 274, which is Gimachia Rachel B'Leah. And therefore, he calls the place Beis Kael. Bayis refers to a wife, like Rasul Ishti Ishtil, Ishti Beisi. Kael, Yankel Avinu was called Kael. And therefore it says in Pasuk, Hinei Malachei Elikim, Oilim V'yordim Boi, which is Gimachia Shemayim Oretz, he's Mechaber, heaven and earth. So the whole, to understand the Indian of the Parsha, then be Maktim Akushia, which is a very Shrera Kasha. Yankel Avinu gets married. He thinks he's marrying Rachel, the Poel he marries, Viva Boike, Vini Leah, it's Leah. Shtelzus the Kashet, before Shin Kochin, who was the product of that union? Hello? Earth? Reuven. Because, Al Korchach L'Churi, you must say, since Yankel Avinu later says in Parashat Vayechi, Reishis Koichi V'Oini, so it must be, as Rashi types there, Gemara, so therefore it must be that this Abra, Leah, from that night. Hello, you with me? My dear, sweet, holy brother. Wait, we'll get there. Hello? Hello. It says that Reuven was Reishis Koichi V'Oini. Hello. So Al Korchach, she became pregnant that night. Hello? Yes? Yes? So the problem is that night he thought it's what? Rochel. So the Gemara famously says in Zechton Dorim, the Pachof of the Beis, the pasuk says, Ubaroisi mikem hamordim vapoishibi, right? The Eibush will select, sift out those who rebel against him. And the Gemara there says, Omer of Levi elu b'nei tisha midas, right? There's 9 categories of people who they're called the mordim uposhim, who fit into that category. And one is b'nei tumura. If a person's living with, right? And they got the wrong person, right? So l'chura, they're a pogum. There's an illegitimacy. There's a pagam in them, right? Kumtuis, how can you say that Reuven, who's one of the Yud Beis Shifteko, is one of the b'nei tisha midas? Hello, you with me? Hello? Hello, I didn't discover this kasha. The kasha was first asked, as far as I know, by the Ravid in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, the Shara Kedusha. What's going on here? Hello? So there's two major mahals, two pshotim. If you look in the Mefarish, otherwise misknown as Rashi, on the Gemara Nidorin, so there are those who say, what's pshat in a ben tumura, right? So the Ravid says, Dafka, person who's niskaven, lovei ala ervo, and it ends up that his wife, so he's korav the lashon there is, it's korav le mamish liznus, and therefore he's pogum. But if a person in the times that before chenra ben geshem, bigamy was permitted, you got 2 wives, hello? And niskaven to Rachel and it's Leah, right? So according to the Shita Saraivin, so is Rashi and listen to Basra, it's not called Benin Temura, so he got no problem in the first place. Hello? But according to the Pshat, right, this Yeshiva portion of the Ravid, which is Shita Sarama Meperach of Allah Vilchus Ishus, and is the Ran, Gerosh the Ran Alasar, right? So the Kasha remains, L'chura Reuven was the Benin Temura. Are you with me? My dear, sweet, holy brother, you're like on the ball today. Let me. You're 100% correct. Hello? L'chura, the same kasha would apply to... you haven't discovered America. Your middle name is not Columbus. Hello? L'chura, the same kasha would apply possibly to David HaMelech. because Chazal say that Yishai was a descendant of Rus, and Bimei Yishai wasn't Izbar, the halachi yet, of Amoini Vele Amoinis, Meyavi Vele Meyavis, right? So what did he do? He called, I'm just giving you briefly, as the Medrash says, he called in his, what's he going to have an eighth? He wanted one of his kids to be fully kosher, it shouldn't be a problem. So he called in his shifra, and he said, you prepare, and I'm going to live with you, and then I'll give you a get shichr, and upon your shichr, any child that you will subsequently give birth to will be kosher lovei b'kol, and there won't be a problem. The shifra had rachmanis on the mother of David. She told her the plan, what she's going to do. At night, when the lights are closed, I'll open the door, make believe it's me, you'll come in, and the ma'isu rachon le, same story, right? And she's pregnant from that, she was expecting, and that's why the other brother thought that David HaMelech is a mamzer, and she's mezana, because Yishai was perished from her for already 3 years, right? And she had the child, and Yishai said, don't, they wanted to kill him. Don't kill him, we'll make him a royal tzui. That's why he became a shepherd. Just get rid of him, like put him on the, get him out of here. Right? You with me?
How come he didn't do like you
though? 1 second, what happened here, right? What was the cheshvin? Oh, yeah. So, this itself is a whole tararam, right? That... Okay. Is a shivcha osur midairaiso? Hello? To a Ben Yisrael, a normal Ben Yisrael?
Lab.
Huh? You say it's a lab. How do you like it, machlokes between you and the Rambam? Right? The Rambam paskins clearly that it's the only Issa the Rabbon. Okay? And the Rabbanan warned Goyzer Bimei Yishai, Avid Dovid, and therefore it wasn't the problem. According to Rabbi Sternbuch and Targum Unklus, we talk about it, right? There was an Isser, but Lalach, we passed like the Rambam, hello? And therefore there wasn't the problem, and that was the Cheshvin of Yishai. Because you cannot say that Yishai did an Aveira, because the Gemara says, amongst the people, was met Mesu be'et Yishal Nochash, is Yishai Avid Dovid. So it's not Shaykh, he did an Aveira. Chazal said. Nervos. They were scared. Maybe there's a fourth das of Rav Sternbuch and Unklus that has a problem in it. And therefore this whole cheshvin unfold. You hear what I'm saying? So l'chura, you're asking a good question. L'chura, by David HaMelech also, there is this problem of Isa Ben Tzmur. No? How do we deal with this? B'kitzer nimritz, whatever. Right? So the Ravid therefore says, the Shita Sayesh Meforshim, right? That B'nai Tumur applies even when it's not an Erva, it's a Ishik Sheirele. But you had in mind the wrong person. So, number one, he says, two answers are very difficult. Adayin Leinit Nataira, Leinetzer B'dik Duke Hamitzis. At this moment in time, by Yankov Avinu, they didn't have to be Medaktik Kulai. In other words, it's not an Isser, thou shalt not. It's a whatever, right? To which everybody asks, the Ramban, or it's Miyuchas the Ramban, and Yigaras HaKodesh famously said that the others were stark medactic, and there shouldn't be any pagam in their lineage. That's a very difficult answer. Then the Ravid says, perhaps, according to those days, right, the Yeshua Forsh, you got my, hello? That there's an Isser, there's a... The next tomorrow also applies when two women are mutorim, the ksherim, right? Nevertheless, maybe they, for Aishail is Reuven, so maybe Leah did not become Nisabra from the Beerishim. So says the same Ramanik, so I can do whatever. I asked the Chidon, Birke Yosef, and Reishman, it says Reishis Koichi Ba'oini. So the endless is this Kama Vakama. Questions of problems, how possibly could have Leah been this Abra from Bia Rishayna when there's a call in the Gemara that ain't Isha Misaberes in Bia Rishayna? Hello? That's one issue. And this you could I give you a funny answer. The Tosfos in Yevamos Levayin Vov, that Miaka, whatever, she arranges a special case. Moreover, there's a famous Noidi Behuda. The Roiv, in Roiv cases, Einisha Misaberes. Every rule has an exception. And Leah was an exception to the rule. That's a Shtaka Raya isn't.
Lloyd's
daughter. Ah?
Lloyd's daughter's a Beirushayna.
Who? I wasn't there. I don't know. I think no. My dear friend, there's enough to talk about here. Allah Sar. Ask a rabbi. I don't know. Next problem is, right? L'chur Araya, that she wasn't Misaberes from Leah the first time. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem ki snua Leia, vayiftach esrach." Right. So when did she conceive? After she was. This is what you were asking before. After she was already a snua. When did Yankiv start hating Leia, or whatever that means? Whatever. We're getting it right now. Only after he finds what boikiv hini Leia. Kumtais that night before he didn't hate Leia. What she hate Leia for? Hello. So Kumtais, it can't be that she was this abro from the Bir Rishon of Oizelai, because then she wasn't snua. Hello? So the... also the Shem Gruzaraya, because the Bnei Acharoza answers, Vayar Hashem, that she will be snua, therefore we have to chazrachma on the first time. And Gruzaraya is not. So brings the Prima God and the Sadigon and others. Another Raya L'chura to the Raivin. That Al Korcho she wasn't this Abba with your Rishayna. Because we know that Chazal say in Medrash that every one of the Yudei Shvachim was Neilad with the Ta'oima, with a female twin. Hello? Who came at first? The Zachar or the Nekeva? Reuven or his Ta'oim? Hello, anyone alive still? Make believe. Al Korcho Reuven, because he was supposed to be the Bechayr, not the Ta'oim. So who was conceived first, Reuven or Ta'oim? If you remember, Rashi said by Yankim and Esav, the Moshel Kishvei Peres, the one that comes out first was conceived last. So Kumt Ois Reuven was not the literally Rashi's Koyuchi Ba'oini. Is that a good Raya? Hello.
The one
who's what?
The one who is physically born.
They're both born. What do you mean?
The one who comes out first.
The one that comes out first
is the Rishon.
Is the what?
Was conceived
last. That's what Rashi said. Hello?
Yeah.
Rashi said by Yanki Venez.
Yeah.
Right? So Kumtois Reuven was not conceived
first.
Is Rashi saying either?
So, one sec, I'm just saying you can't take that literally, because then where did the time come from? That's what the Raivid wants, they want to find. Hello? The explain sheet that the Raivid explained the Yesh Meforsha. Which also, the Shem Starker Raya, hello? Because Chido famously says in Reish Dov in various places, when do you say the Moshel Shiferes? When you have identical twins, who are created in the same sack. But if it's not identical twins, you don't have this rule. So it may be literally that Reuven is Reishis Einoi. If Reuven is Reishis Einoi, Kumt Ois the what? Alternatively, you could answer, and many do answer. The Arizal said, Legabe Avrom, that he never lived, he was Koivish Mayonoi, and never actually lived with Sora until the Eivishter gave him a promise they'll have a child. Is Alderov said Yankiv Avinu, he was Koivish Mayone, and he wasn't, and the when was Reuven born? Takas literal Rachel Kakavaine from the Biashnir. But not the Biar Rishayna, because that night he would have been from the Bnei Tumur. How do you like that? There are those who say that. Okay. The Birki Yosef the Chido says, there's a whole schmooze in itself. I'm not, like, it's an hour talking about this Chido. He said, as long as a person did whatever he needed to do to the Mavar, if it's Ishtoi, and he thought it's Rachel, and he gave Simonim, and Simonim are the Eraisa, right? So Rav Nosson Gishtetner said, I'll have Vort. What happens if a person Shechza Oif? Whatever. And then you found, and you went to a Rav, everything was kosher, v'yosher, according to Shulchan Aruch. You find afterwards, Nikuv Krum HaMoyach, see, whatever. Do you need tshuva? You need kapara or not? The geyish shayla. Someone said, I spoke for hours on this. A person goes to a butcher, and the butcher is under the supervision of, I don't know, all fine and dead. Everything is according to Shulchan Aruch. And you find out the butcher was a rogue, a scoundrel, who, whatever, Davinenu happened quite a few times in America. Right? Do you need kapara tinish? So the machlekes, but there are those who say, if you did everything you had to do according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't need kapara. I'm saying there's a sheet of Sefer in Kama Vakama, it's the whole machlekes Ashler Avavar. So it could be if Yankov Avinu did what he had to do, right? And is Nisbar that Uba Boiker Hileya, right? He doesn't need kapara. It's not it, that does Hasnish can bend to work. You hear what I'm saying? That is also another possible mahalach. By David HaMelech, the Sforim say, he didn't have to be Mavar. Because who's going to think that the Shifcha, who Lachura wants to get Shifcha, wants to go free, that she's going to go and reveal the secrets to the mother of David? Mash'en King Yankiv was Choshish, because here he's dealing with a Lavan, a Shver, who's a Ramai, who we're renowned as a notorious as a Ramai. He had to be Choshish, and he was Choshish. Hello? You know, you got my drift? Yeah? He was Choshish. And therefore he gave, between Yankiv and Rachel, they were all the Simonim. And he cannot possibly know that Rachel gave over the Simonim to Leah. So Yankiv did what he did, the Chaygavno. Right? It's not called Ben Tumur. You got my drift? Hello? That is another Mahalachim Sfor. Which we could talk about that for hours. It's against, in other words, Kumtois, the Pagam of a Ben Tumur is not Be'etzem, because you didn't get the right person. It's like because of the Pritzusah Shebedover that you didn't check when you could have checked, you weren't Mavarer, or you whatever. Even if they're both shapes. You with me? That's a mahalach. There is, by the way, another mahalach, which is absolutely outstanding, in one of the Balei Tosfos, b'shem the Rivo, if I'm not mistaken. Yankov Avinu always knew that Lavan's a Ramei, and who knows what tricks are up his sleeve. And therefore he was choshish meikoro, and therefore he said, Berachel bitcha akana, right? So when he was mekadish, this woman, under the chuppah, and she's wearing a veil, which is thick as whatever, she said, I don't have a clue who it is, right? He made the Kiddush in Al-Tanai. If it's Rachel, I'm a Kiddush to Rachel. If it's Leah, I'm a Kiddush to Leah. I'm a Kiddush to Leah. So the man of Shach, it's not B'nai. Okay, we can talk about that also. Steerers, not everyone holds this. Okay. There's a famous answer from Yeshua's Yankee Sforum. There is a Chazal. Chazal say that in the morning it's Leah, right? So Rashi says, Chazal say, right, that I'll read the lashon of the medrash. Kolahu laylo havasaveach laRachel v'hishan anyula. The whole night he's screaming Rachel. He wanted to make sure, and she's answering because Rachel is under the bed, right? B'tzafra v'hinehile. In the morning it's Leah. Omerla mar ramaisa bas ramai la v'layla v'karina Rachel. But honestly, is it not that the night I said Rachel, and you answered me Omerle? Is Safar the Leslie's Talmidim, like a Chavisaveh Abuch, Esav, Vam Anuli? Every Rebbe in Cheder has a Talmid. I learned from you how to be a Ramai. Right?
Yeah.
Right? You were when you went in to get the brachas from Yitzhak, and Yitzhak says, who are you? Are you Esav? And he said, yeah. So I learned from you. You said Rachel. And I said, yeah. Hello? So there are those who tie the whole medrash. I'm not getting involved in it now, but the whole medrash is like a pilly ploys. Leah is one of the moys of Kal Yisrael to answer Yankov Avinu b'chir sheba others la chutzpah, that whatever. So the answer to the issue is Yankov brings this in simmeration. Then Pichas Friedman speaks about it. Derech Chassidus, whatever. Pasha. There's two types of levels in Avodas Hashem. There's Rachel and Leah. B'kitzur nimitz. What's the difference between Rachel and Leah? Anyone who knows basic 101 Kabbalah, see this, whatever, will know. In this Yud K Vov K, you're not going to be a genius. The two K's are Lashon Nekevah. Hello? female. Hello? In Lashon HaKodesh, Yad means his hand, Yado means her hand, etc., etc., etc. Right? The hay always is feminine. Why are there two hays in the Shem Havaya? The first hay is Bina, and the second hay is Malchus. What's the difference between Bina and Malchus? Bina is concealed, Malchus is revealed. What does it say about in Pasuk about Rachel and Leah? Right? The Eine Leah Rakus, for Rachel Hoyus, or Yufas Payer, Yufas Mar. I once explained to the Mashkiach that Meridik, 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 Meridik. Remember, it says the first time that Yankov Avinu meets Rachel. What Vishak Yankov Rachel? What does he do next? He cries. What's he crying about? Hello? So you tell me, he picked it up, not your own. It's Rashi. I also learn Rashi. I'm old. Yeah, hello? It's Shalfish at Safa, Baruch HaKodesh, that she won't be buried with him in Chevron Ravapil. Hello? You don't got to be a genius to ask the obvious glaring question. Imagine you're meeting your Shidduch, you'll be Buinech, the whole world. Hello? This is all Kal Yisro. Hello? Yeah? You're meeting her the first time. Hello? What are you thinking about? What happens to you? What's your response? Oy, Gevalt, I'm crying, by you, right? Because I won't be buried with her. It's terrible that you're not buried next to your wife, your beloved. They're true. I'll get in fight. That's the first thing hello? Why did the Ruach HaKodesh punkt hit him that she won't be buried in? What's the churban? I've said this many, many times. The Mashkiach, the whole story. I've said this here. What is the cheshbon of chevron? Chevron is from the word churban and chibur. That even the shab, you know what? I'll give you an example. When Kolev goes to Eretz Yisrael, the Baragum, ten of them are whatever. Kolev goes to Shateach. Where? To chevron. Why did he go to Yerushalayim? Place of the Akedah, place of the region was born, and Leah born a carbon. Why did he go to chevron? Because Chevron symbolizes the place that can't be destroyed. Chevron is always, whatever the chitzonius dikamatzot is, always in a matzot chibur. The Gemara is an Erevin, the Gemara is a machpel, it's double, it's maira betech maira. In a maira betech maira, you can't destroy it. It's deep, deep in the ground. Yerushalayim could be destroyed. Vodaraya, when they came back from the Chet HaMaraglim, it was tishable. And you made a bechil in Beiris. Therefore, this Chakin Kolev, where did he go to Davin? Chevron. That can't be destroyed. Therefore, it's not everything about marriage, but a chasana, you learn like everything is like the Siman Tov, a Madal Gidna, a Dakim, a Nefesh. Right? I remember seeing one of my Chaveron got married. It was so raining outside, right, that everyone had to change the clothes after, between the chuppah and the dinner. Everyone got to change. So people are moisur nefesh or a minig. Why? Because chaskibus shemayim is a simen of a mouth. Yeah, you do everything and the rest the fools. I ask you a simple klotzkasha. Where do you everyone today that every chasr I've ever been to, we affect kiddushin by kiddushi kesef tabas. Where do we learn kiddushi kesef from? Kicha kicha mistei efren, as in you know, even if you didn't go very far and mistei to kiddushin, yeah, you know, kicha kicha. So the whole idiom of kiddushin we learn from buying them or Pela, from that used car salesman, this rotter, this rogue, this scoundrel effort. Hello? Why would you want to learn Kiddushin, which we've been simming to you, from? Because here we're learning that the Chibur of Ish v'Isha, Avram and Sarah, is not something here. It's L'deiri, Deiri, it's posthumously, even L'achar Misa, it's always, there's always this, even B'Shav Churban, there's still this. That's why Yankov, on one level, cried for what? That Rachel was not buried in Chevron. Because Leah and Rachel represent Klal Yisrael. There's a level in Klal Yisrael which is Alma Diskasya, which is concealed, and that always remains Bechibur. And Rachel, Hoysi, Yafas, Pei, Yafas, Mare, that's a level of a Yid, which is Bechitzai, superficial. And Yankiv wanted not only the premiers from a Yid, but even the Chitzaiyus of a Yid should always be Bechibur to Kedusha. And that was not to happen. Therefore, that's on one level. Yes? There's a famous in the Sefer Besina Denayir from Rebbech Meshbusher. Let me read the Gevort. Kiil Ishnei Nosh. I said this in the past. Achas Ahuva Vachas. Who's this Ish? Refers to Yankov Avinu, Chazal say. And you have two wives. One is Ahuva, one is Snua. Who's Ahuva? Rachel. And who's the Snua? Leah. V'hoya ben abachar las niya la yuchel avakers ben abachar al pi ben azman kiyah ben okar. That's Reuven. Hello. Why is that? So he explains the derech avoida. There's a derech avoida where you see that based on the report from the originator. Remember, I said 1,000 times here. Kimi goy gadol asher loy chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. There are tzaddikim of chinas mishpatim. You understand right away what they're doing, the holy thing, the davening, learning, whatever. And there are tzaddikim who are b'chinas chukim. You don't really appreciate it. So there are those tzaddikim who are oisik in what? In yonam of outright you see kedusha. And there are those tzaddikim who are busy eating, drinking, fearing tish, whatever. And you don't ostensibly see the kedusha. Over the emnes is when a person, everything with Shem Shemayim, that of the avoida of the snu is also ki ben abchur ben abchur yakir lost is like the shnayim. By the way, how many children did Leah have? Huh? Six and two from the shifra. How many did Rachel have?
Two
and two from the shifra. Hello. How much is 2 + 2 for any mathematician here? 4. She had 8 and she had 4. What's the ratio of 8 to 4? Pi shnayim, literally. Yeah. Asher Alkein, right? Asher Alkein, I see that what? There's a derech and avoid Hashem of Leah, Iskasia, right? Chitonis. So when Rachel, that's such in the Medrash, it's very deep. That when Yankiv Tainis to Leah, how did you cheat me? How did you come there as Leah? So what does she answer back? Who was supposed to be the Bechor? Esau. And Esav and Yankiv should have been like a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. And Esav would do the Gashmir declaration, and therefore they would have made together. Esav reneged on his part of the deal, on his responsibility. So it says in Svarim HaKadosh, at the Halarichas, I'm not going to repeat it, when Yankiv went in and he says, Anuichi Esav b'chayrecha, we're not interested who has the passport, who has the birth certificate called Esav. Who is doing the whole reason why the Bechor is given Pishnayim? Because he has a difficult, challenging Avoidah. When Esav reneged the Avoidah of Esav went over to Yankiv, so the endless Yankiv is the Bechor. That's Gufa what Leah tainted to Yankiv. Everyone said that the Bechor, the Bechor, the Esav is going to marry Leah and Yankiv, the young one, will marry Rosh. Because that fit into their Avoidah of Endless Hashem. But once you became Esav, so everything changed around. So now my Avodah is also connected to you. And therefore, it makes sense that I went in instead of Rachel. I'm saying it like I'm on a Chiddush Eifer, but like in the Yeshua Yankiv, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siddur Reish Mem, says this word best. The end message, after everything is said and done, we could pilpul all of these answers. The simple answer, a simple Pashat answer, why was, going back to our original question, why was Reuven not a problem of a Ben Tmur? If he was conceived that night, and what? Yankiv thought that it's Rachel, not Leah, so in Luchuri is a Pagam, is a Pagam in Reuven of Ben Tmur. That's our issue. So Luchuri, you can answer, okay, let me throw out a few questions. First of all, we asked before, Vayisha Yankiv L'Rachel, Vayisha Eskoyloi, Vayisha. So he asked the question, what in the world is he crying on the Hagan? The Timnus is crying, etc. But he says, Koyloi, if the Chalitz came in when you're 84 years old, you don't cry with a colt. And why punk does this happen to him? Next, the Pasuk says, Vayehav Yankov et Rachel, Vayehmer evadcha sheva shonen berachel bitrachan. Yankov loves Rachel, and he says, I will work 7 years to love him, he says, for your younger daughter. What does Rashi say? I worked 7 years, says Rashi. Heim yomim achodim sh'omr le'imoi, v'yoshav te'imoi, yomim achodim. The end of last week's parsha. Hello? Can anyone explain to me what is bothering Rashi of Vosviller? What's he telling me? I know what yomim achodim, my dear, sweet, holy brother. Right? This is in Pasuk Yuches. If you want to know Taitin, yomim achodim, so Rashi should have said, right? When it says "Vayu be'enuf ki yom ha'machodim," 2 psukim later, then Rashi said, "What are these yom ha'machodim? The yomim that Rivka said v'yashavti imo yom ha'machodim." What is it going to do it here? This pasuk that "Vayu be'enuf ki yom ha'machodim," Number one. Number two, what did Rashi, what did Rivka say in the end of Talmud? Yom HaMachodim Ad Shul Chamas Achicha, until Esav stops blowing his top, blowing his fury, his wrath. This is a totally different word. What is one thing? What is Rivka's Yom HaMachodim? We've got to do his Yom HaMachodim. And Rashi says the same thing also. When it says, Hova es ishti kimol yoma, he says, Rashi, she'omr li'inei, that you'll stay there only Yom HaMachodim. What's going on here? Yankov made a deal with Lavan, right? I work 7 years, and then 7 years are up. So the fact that his mother said, or that he promised, it's irrelevant. You made a deal, keep your word. Like, what's going on here? What's this Yom HaMachodim? A lot of issues. On the klutzkash that everybody asks is, when you are looking forward to something, you're mitzapah for something, and you got to wait 7 years, the years appear like bin Laila, or they appear schlepped out like lang b'ligulus, they're schlepped out in the shop. There's a pasuk which says, techeles m'mushocha machlos lev. You get sick from sitting there waiting, it says. So why here, if he wants to marry Rachel, is the Yom HaMachodim? I would say, pum faket. Hello. The pshat is, this is a very simple word. By tzaddikim, everything that they do, every tenua, including in Yonei HaRishus, is all a connection, a yichudim, to be miyachid with the Eibishter. Do the Rosh Hashem. Right? Therefore, the Archaim HaKadosh says, The avo that Yankov Avinu had was in order to make the zivuk to mekayim Ros and Hashem to be meila tolus, or as the Beis Yisrael brings the akher de kala by Yankov kedushas zivuk was like putting on tzitzis and tefillin, same madrig. And this is what Rivka Inenu was already meramnez lechatchila to Yankov that will be yomim achod. You want to hear a vort, a gorgeous, like a gorgeous gematria, like it's wow. The Hechel Brach, the commander brings a merger. Vayavoid Rabbi Sternbuch, are you around here? You work it out. I wanted to make sure I'm right. I worked it out. Vayavoid Yankiv Berachel Sheva Shonim. Yaakov works for Rachel 7 years. Vayavoid Yaakov Berachel Sheva Shonim. Vayiu Be'enuv Kiyomer Machodim Bahavosoy Oisah. 2746. No rings any bells? Shame on you. 2,746 is 1,118 plus 1,358. Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. The Ava of Yankiv is an extension of Yomim Achodim, Achdus Hashem. There's certain people, they say a prayer when they take the Alminim, and then the expression there, Oysi Yeshivcha Miyuchot Tikor is Echad Ol Echad. And the Heket Bahayu Biyodik Echad. What's going on here? Echad is Gimatria. 13. And 2 times Echad El Echad, 26. You mean Yachid Shem Avay. And that is the Yichud, that's why. Ki Yomim Achodim Ba'avol Se Oysa, the Seifitevis of Gimachia 91. What's 91? Hello? Havaya Adnai Hashem Be'echol Kochoi, as Ki Yodua. This is the idea of Krishma. By him, by Yaakov Avinu, the idea of getting married is Yichud Hashem. You remember by the Mon, it says, it will fall Dvar. Yoim, the Yoim is remozing the flow here. The Bnei Yisrael and Agadah Kalas are married to Gavort. Yoim. What is the gematria of Yoim?
56.
56? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So Yoim be Yoim, how much is 2 times 56? What's 112? Shame, shame, shame. Oh, come on. I've said this like 100,000 trillion times. It's Rashi Tevis used. It's Rashi Tevis Yisoid Brocha Kedusha, which is Gimatria, two things, Eke Havaya Adnai, or Havaya Likim. Hello? The shame, that's why, hello, you davened this morning, hello, you say Lama Tech, Mizmor Ledovit, Yan Cha Hashem, the Yoim, what's Rashi Tevis? Yan Cha Hashem, the Yoim, Tzora, Nu?
126.
And how does the Mizmor end? Shemeshia. Next. Yan Neinu B'Yam Kareinu Rashi Tevis. 126. By the way, Shemeshia Melchini Mekareinu is Gimachi 1118. Yichud Dilo. That's beside the point. But this is the yichud of, yes? Okay, I'm not going to drive. You guys are like, fashlofen. The point is, hello, that everything about Yankov Zivig is being miyachid, is yichud kutshabichu shchintei, and that is miyachid oilemus, and, right? What happens if a person is a basar vadom? Hello? So, he's for tagashni. So even by tzaddikim, it's brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim, how did they conquer any taiva gashmis? So the Gemara says, one of the eights is yaskir lo yoyim hamis. So you know what happens? Yankov Avinu is going on the shizuch, and he meets Rachel for the first time. Tzafa beruach HaKodesh, why does, interesting expression, why does this float, right? This suddenly this ruach HaKodesh, of his burial. Hello? Who's speaking about burying here? Hello? Where's burial? Like, you know, that's dozens of decades later. Hello? What's going on here? There's a famous book from the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shin of Arub. Remember when Rivka sees Yitzchak for the first time? Vatikach es atzoyev. Vatiska. Says Rashi, Loshen Vatispol, Kumoy Vatishor Vatikover. She's now going to get married to Yitzchak, and he's like, wow, right? How does she get rid of any gashmius and ganushius, right? But her spilus of marriage was like vati shover vati cover, right? When the passage, everyone like says divorce. We said actually, when a person, there's three times in your life where you're the center of attention. Hello, when you're born, at your bris, you're center of attention when you get married, center of attention when you die. Hello. But at your bris, or when you die, when you're in the box, not much is spilus there. Hello, you're dead. Hello? Vatikach es atzov vatiskat loshen tisbol, kimoy vati shover yeshevez al nishbar. That's a famous book from Rishon or whatever. But the Yecheskel, the Shin of Arov says, the order to how vati cover, when you think about your death, and you're in a box, you're lying on a marble slab, every time someone wants to give you, I was going to give you covers. Like, it's horrible. I always think of the marble slab in the base, what do you call it again? No. What? In the base field, the base, the Tara house, where they make you a mason, right? I was once sitting in Yerushalayim, like, an accident, whatever, I got stuck on a dais with all the, whatever, there was a hilul of the Michas Yitzchok, and the Beir Shvaisel asked me to come. I went, they slapped me up, I don't know why they hit me. Right? The Ravid, the Gaivid, this Rebbe, that Rebbe, and Yossi Chazan. I felt like an idiot. Right? I was like, Abe should get me out of here. See, I always think of the slab, the marble slab. If you ever get a shtickle drop of Gaiva, it won't make an ounce of a difference. Right? That's Vati Shover, it breaks the heart. That's why what happened when he sees Rivka, there's a story told. You know the Imri Yosef, the Spinka? Hear from his father, Shmuel Tzvi, who was Meshamish, a lot of the Gedele Tzadikim. And he went, he was staying by the house of one of the Talmidei HaChozer. Right? And he was, in those days, people were poor, didn't have guest rooms. So he stayed in the Tzadik's Svarim room. You know? And in the middle of the night, he sees the Tzadik, this Yesh Omrim, that it was the, the Erech L'Chaim, whatever, he noticed, he sneaks in, and he goes to the Oren D'Argos thing, and he opens it up, and his Tachrichim are there. And he's sitting there staring and staring and staring, and then in the morning, he wants to understand the Derech of Tzadikim, he says with a Leil Tefillah. So in order that he should be Nisroimim, it shouldn't be whatever, he looks at his Tachrichim, and then he went in back. Yeah? The point is that there's a whatever. Nachzel in your name, that was the Madrega of Yankov of Vino. So by M, is there enough? When do you say a person is begeder ben Tamura? Enough to make this one, that one. You have a kocha, taiva, gashmir. When Yankov of Vino is murim from the whole Indian of Gashmius, of Anushius, of whatever, he's a Merkovat Elikus. It makes a difference to Rachel Aleh. The Indian of Bring Mamshech to Neshama Begdusha Vatara is one and the same. I'll give you an example to them. I get, okay, just go to the beginning of the parasha. Yaakov Avinu, Vayishkov Makibo. He goes to a certain place, right? Vayishkov. He went to sleep. Hello? Vayishkov Makibo. Oh, then he went to sleep. Says Rashi, says Chazal, over the first 14 years he didn't sleep. Can I ask you a simple klutz kasha? Two kashas I'll ask you, just off the top of my head. You mean to tell, I'm a simple guy, I'm the rabbi in Holy Law, hello? You mean for 14 years he didn't sleep? I seem to remember a Gemara in Sukkah, and the Dorim, etc., etc. If a person says, I'm not going to sleep for a week, I've tried it, it doesn't work.
You didn't get into bed.
Okay, so the simple shot is he didn't get into bed. I remember by Mendel Futzefas, my mashpia, and he was sleeping by him. He would say, okay, Chevra, he would tell a story of Sipur Tadikim, then he would say, Shinsai to say Kriya Shema Lamita. To say it's time to go to bed is like moles. You get your pajamas, like a real American. Like he couldn't stand Bachram pajamas. Like it was like Mars, right? You don't go to sleep, you say Kriya Shema Lamita. Nervous. If you don't sleep, then it's a bracha levatala. So to sleep is a chetin, so you can make kriyash al mita, make a cheshbon nefesh. The Mendel always say he once had a roommate in yeshiva, and he said kriyash al mita, and his roommate also said kriyash al mita, except that he went to bed afterwards, and his friend, hello, his friend, he got up in the morning, and he's still sitting there making the cheshbon nefesh of kriyash al mita. One day I'll talk about kriyash, right? So the whole time, what he fell asleep learning. If I care, others say that's why. The only time he went to sleep, normally you sleep, what do you dream about? What do you think about day? So 14 years in Shein Vayver, whenever he slept, he was thinking of Teir, Pilpula, this and that and the other thing, right? Asher Alkein, the Shkiva wasn't the Shkiva, it was learning, but just learning while you were asleep. But it wasn't the real Shkiva. Now, the whole day he was busy running hack and clapping, and the leaf was running after him, and he's like out of his mind. Now he didn't learn by day. But a Tifa Pshat is, by the way, it's a whole... A tifa pshat is, you know where he slept? In the Makom HaMikdash. Let me ask you another question. What did he do? He had to go to sleep. And he's scared of the Chayiz Ros, right? There's animals there, right? Jackals and, I don't know, whatever they have in those days, yeah? So what did he do? Evan. Where did he put these avonim?
Around his head.
I am a simple guy. Could you explain me? If you got a zoo out there and you got tigers and lions and whatever, right? So you know, how do you protect yourself? You take avonim and you put it around your head. Hello? Stock health, yeah? They'll eat up everything else of you. A. Number two, which avonim were these? The avonim of the Mizbeach where Yaakov Avinu was oikid. Hello? These are something holy. Hello? Alaska, those say these are the Avonim from Adam Arishin. How do you sleep on Avneha Mizbeach? Can you imagine a guy going to the base of English and having a schlof on top of the Mizbeach? Hello?
Around his head.
Whatever. How do you use it as shimush for head yet in Avneha Mizbeach, which are Kodesh Kodosh? Hello? Al Korach Muzbin Zogin. Yankov, this is a tief of ordinance for him. Yankov Avinu thought that the fact he bo Hashemesh, Bias Hashemesh, is a, and he heard the Malachim say, Osa Shimsha, Osa Shimsha. So what does that teach him? His time is up. His time is up in this world. He's 84 years old. He's not a young man. Hello? So he says, I'm going to replicate my father, Biyotcha Afkiruchi, and give over my neshama to the Eibishter. So he's reliving the Akedah. Hello? That's a holy Avodah. For that, you could use the Avodah. Umanichav, just by the way, Derech Agav, who was Yaakov Avinu we said last week? Yaakov Avinu was the Gilgal of? Oh, come on. You got Shir Shikha is a year at least. Hello? Yaakov Avinu was the Gilgal of Adam Arishon. Hello? Yeah? With what did Adam Rishon sin? With his head. Therefore, he protects himself from the Chayiz Ros. The Gilgal with the head, Dafka. So that's all true. I have no time, but what I wanted to explain, I can really begin this year now, but remember we discussed at length a few years ago, my favorite Tyrus, the Gemara in Tainus, that Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, they were sitting at the Sudra, and he told him, say words of Torah. He said, "Hochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Yochanan, ein masichim b'shas hasudim." The bosser disoid. He tells him, "Yankov Avinu loy mes." What's going on here? So he explained that great love. I have no time to repeat it. The bottom line is, by tzaddikim, not only the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs, but even the Inyanei Rishus are mitzvahs. In this gufa, there's two madregas. When a person asks per Shulchan Aruch Reish Lamed Aleph, B'chol Berachach of the Eyu, B'chol Berachach of the Shemayim, you use your achil, your siya, your whatever, as a chana to the mitzvah. And a deeper, maybe we'll talk about this another time. A deeper level is where it's avoid the Talmud, the famous the Choyver B'shem, the Avodah Yisrael, Kodesh Magid. When the, by tzaddikim, the avoid the eating, the drinking, the avoid the sarashus gufa is a mitzvah, is a yichud, right? And therefore, you're not allowed to be masichim, even divrei Torah. B'shas asudda Hashem ayaktim kano leveshet, says the Kodesh Magid. You'll give a hakdama to the kana, which would you talk Torah tila over the veshet avay the vechila, because by tzaddikim, even the achila, even the yoni rishus is also a mitzvah. That was the madrega of yankiv yishkom. And therefore, I understand very, very simply with all the putting aside all the shaklamataria, the kashis me koroleka, because Yankim Avinu, everything that he did was whatever. And therefore, you can't say that Reuven was b'nei t'mur. The moral of the story is, hello, that we are like mahalach tov kufshonim from these madrigas. These are hoich madrigas and tzaddikim. Over Al-Koponim, the putting the Avonim, which Avonim refers to Torah, Tefillah, etc., around your head at least. And not to Megari, Yitzhara, Liba Dinafshe, to protect your mind, etc., etc. That is an Avodah that Shayach to all of us in the Eibush's Helfen. In that Schus, we should be Zoyche to the Eibush's promise, Hineyuchi Imach, Ushmarticha, B'chol Asher Teylech, Vashi B'sicha, L'Adom Azayis. Have a good week.
Oh, yeah.